We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We are broadcasting today from VPRJ, Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. It's been a fascinating afternoon so far, spending some time with Superintendent Tony Pham, a number of other staff members, trying to get a sense of what happens at VPRJ on a regular basis. Now, I mentioned to you that there were special ceremonies at VPRJ today for veterans. There were special events and special meals for some of the veterans who serve as correctional officers. But I have to tell you, I was also here in time to watch a ceremony that involves other veterans who happen to be at VPRJ, but their uniforms are different, and they're here for a different reason. We chatted with a correctional officer named Jeff. We're chatting now with an inmate named Jeff. First of all, Jeff, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Tell me a little bit about your military service, and then, you know, what's brought you here? Why are you here?
Well, I started at a high school. I joined the Navy. I didn't have money for college, and I wanted to travel.
Okay.
Get some schooling. So I chose a branch of the service that I was somewhat familiar with, and that was my father was in the Navy. So
okay.
I chose the Navy and joined the Navy and went to boot camp and continued on my schooling in Orlando for navigation school.
Okay.
Graduated school and went on to the med. And traveled the world, you know, at a young age.
Right.
And my future started looking up.
Okay.
And I happened to pick up drinking alcohol, and it became a downward spiral from there for me.
Mm.
So, but being an inmate here at VPRJ, I'd like to say thank you to the staff here, the employees, Superintendent Tony Pham, Colonel Witham. And from there, I'd like to just get out and get back to my life, you know.
Okay.
It's opened my eyes being here. It gives me a chance to sit down and think about where I stood in life and where I want to go from here.
So I'm curious, a little bit earlier today, you had folks coming in from DAV and other veterans organizations, VFW, coming in to salute you as a veteran and giving you a bag with a fair amount of canteen.
Yes,
in it that probably I would like to think brightened your spirits a little bit. But what was your sense at that point when you're thinking, man, here I was in the Navy and I had all this stuff together and now, you know, not so much?
Well, I refer back to, you know, it's all about life's about making choices.
Yeah.
First of all, I was like, because being incarcerated, your highlight of your day is receiving things, especially commissary items.
Yeah.
Thankful that the jail took it upon himself to recognize veterans. It made me feel, you know, highlight of my month.
Wow.
I'm coming to the end of my sentence here, and I was really impressed that the jail took time to recognize me as a vet.
Yeah.
When I get out, go back to building homes.
Okay.
And this time I'll have my license. I'm here incarcerated because I didn't have my driver's license.
Wow.
And being able to sit back and reflect and take upon myself to, I guess, go about it the right way this time instead of driving illegally.
Mm-hmm.
I got my head on my shoulders, so to speak.
Okay. And how long have you been here?
I've been here 8 months.
Okay. And you're getting out pretty soon, right?
About 75 days.
But who's counting?
Nobody.
Nobody's gotten. Okay. Everybody's gotten, right? 75 days. So it's gonna put you back out in the community like right around the first of the year, right?
End of January.
Okay. So it's a new year. You're looking at it as a new opportunity.
A new opportunity. DMV has come here, and I've been in contact with them to get my license squared away. I've got, like you say, 75 days. My history of being incarcerated all reflects on driving. So maybe this time I can get out and go do it the right way.
Okay.
Virginia's passed a few laws that may help me
right.
in my favor. So I'm looking forward to a fresh start.
Yeah. So I'm curious, Jeff, when you look at this, you've called it an opportunity more than once. You've spent 8 months at Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail, and most of us would not think of 8 months incarcerated as an opportunity. We would see it as a tough situation. But here you are talking about the future, talking about how this time has given you the opportunity to reflect a little bit. And I noticed that you, like me, you got a couple of gray hairs in your beard. So I'm just curious, some of the younger guys that you're talking with here, you ever take any of them aside and say, listen, dude, let me give you a little look at life?
On numerous occasions,
yeah.
I take the young, some of the people that look like they need a big brother, so to speak,
yeah,
and take them under my wing and try to teach them, the ropes, so to speak, and right from wrong. This is a golden opportunity. The jail has opportunities you just have to sign your name on a piece of paper and take advantage of it. There's not a program here that I haven't signed up for.
Really?
In my 8 months. So
okay.
There's doors that will open. When I always say that when one door closes, another one opens.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to open your eyes and take advantage of, your opportunities.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, because there's an image for many people. You go to jail, you're locked in a cell, and at some point you get out. And there's really no idea of what may or may not happen here. You're talking about programs, and that seems to be a vital component to VPRJ.
Well, it would be a horrendous mistake to come here and just sit in the cell all day and not take advantage of something that would help me when I get out.
Right.
Whether it's a drinking issue.
Mm-hmm.
They go to AA, meetings here.
Right.
Working on self preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Self-motivation. Programs for teaching older adults how to be a parent. So a lot of people in this facility need some help. They've never been set down and taught how to raise a child.
Right.
I had my two daughters at an early age, and I didn't have much life experience.
Okay.
Being in the military taught me that. And later on, as I got older, you tend to look back and, sort of, I guess, reflect on your life, and I make better decisions now. Now I tend to think before I speak, I wish I'd done when I was 20, but I've just turned 50,
okay,
and my eyes have come open. Programs here at the jail, some of them I don't need, I've been to the anger management program. Of course, I didn't need that. But as long as you apply your time here, it's not such a shame to be incarcerated.
Okay.
One door closes, and like I say, another one opens.
So let me ask you, when you get out of here in 75 days, you're going to continue with your 12-step program, whether it's AA or something else, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to go back to work, you said. You talked about building homes.
I build homes here in Williamsburg.
Okay.
Custom homes.
And do you envision that it's going to be easy to get back to a place of employment, or are you going to have to say, hey, listen, guys, I was away for 11 months. Here's why.
I've always worked.
Okay.
As a kid in middle school, I had my first paper route, delivered newspapers before I went to school. I've always worked. Soon as I got here to VPRJ, I put in for a trustee position, and I got maintenance.
Okay.
I'm good with my hands, mechanically inclined, and I can be trusted.
Right.
So that in itself, goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know, you can lead a horse to water, you just can't make him drink all the time. There's opportunities here. You just have to scratch the surface a little bit to find them.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I say, it would be a shame to get out after serving a year and not be a better spot.
You know,
a year wasted.
Yeah. Well, I would tell you, I've heard so many people talk about the fact that some people have made poor decisions, right?
Certainly.
I mean, there's always been an attitude, and I go back to the days many years ago when I was a police officer. Our attitude was cuff them and stuff them, right? Somebody did something wrong, they're a criminal, we take them, we drop them off, not our problem anymore. And then you sit back and you go, okay, so you've got a small percentage of folks who are never coming back, but the vast majority of people who made a bad mistake or made a bad decision at that particular point in time, they're going to do their time, they're going to pay back society, and then they're coming back. And it would be short-sighted and downright stupid for the rest of us to think, oh, yeah, we don't need to worry about that.
That's correct. Let me just step back a little bit. Back in 2003, I was sentenced on a fourth DUI charge. I was sentenced to 5 years. I came here to do it. And my first 30 days here, I pondered and thought about it. And I didn't want to leave. You know, it'd be a shame to – it's not a shame to come to jail. It's a shame to leave here and not in a better position.
Yeah.
So I started doing the programs. Major Caslow at the time worked with me. My last 18 months – I was on work release, and I saved $38,000. When I got out of here after 18 months, I missed 2 days for Hurricane Isabel came through. They wouldn't let me leave. I got out, and I was going to buy me a piece of land to build a house.
Okay.
Well, I had child support I had to pay. So I went to court, paid off my child support, and I bought me a truck, got my license back, and I bought a boat. The best thing that ever happened to me, I feel like, you know, because I wouldn't have done that had I been working just 8, 9 to 5,
right,
paying rent. So there's opportunities here if you just look for them.
Right. Right.
It's been a golden opportunity for me this time. I mean, words don't describe, you know, how I feel. One door closes, another one will open, and you just have to keep your head up, basically.
Okay.
And positive, you know, pray on it, and things will come your way. You just take day in, day out, take each day at a time, and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel now.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, let me say to you, Jeff, what I said to Jeff, who was the correctional officer. Thank you very much for your service on behalf of myself, my family, the community. We appreciate the fact that you serve this nation. And regardless of the uniform that you're wearing today, you wore another uniform at some point, and we thank you for that.
Yes, sir. This is just temporary. It's a minor setback. I keep my head up.
Well, we're rooting for you.
Thank you for having me.
We're rooting for you. I appreciate it. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.